It's work. Oh God. Oh, it's so loud. I wasn't ready for it to be that loud.
It's not loud to
me. I just got it wasn't loud to you?
No.
Oh, lucky you.
I got like one head. See, that's what you get for having those in the ear headphones.
Possible. Now, you hear these. It's mm-hmm. the first choice. Just the second choice. Oh, look at that brooding intro. Oh.
Why are you doing Drew in theme song? Okay. Oh, I wasn't supposed to tell
you. Just tell me which one's better.
It's obvious which one is better. I make
them come Hey. All right, that's enough of their license music before they come for me. What's up?
Yeah, they coming for you.
They ain't coming for me. I actually discovered another podcast, which I will give them the plug right now. Talkamania, whoever you guys are, thank you. Because now that I see that you guys play, like, you know, things every now and then, you know, do your trivia. I'm not taking your segment. I'm just going to start playing things all willy-nilly until they take the whole show away from me. Okay. So, yeah. All credit go to Jim Johnston and CFO dollar sign. I think they made Gallantry.
Yeah,
so
they did.
Whoever, yeah. So I'm gonna try to give shouts out to the people who make the music, and maybe that'll help them not want to, you know, sue me. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. All right. Anyway, that's shout out to Wale. I had to give him his credit.
Another wrestling lover,
by the way. We need to get him to promote the podcast.
We ain't that big yet.
Not yet. That's what I'm saying. At some point, I can see us picking up some more followers through the use of Wale. No, I'm just playing. I don't want to use anyone.
Hopefully, we have more followers. Shout out to my med school. As y'all listening.
Yeah, thanks for that little promo the other day. The podcast's Twitter is doing pretty well. Mind Monty Pod, even though you... I don't even know if you follow it now.
I follow it now.
She didn't even follow her own podcast.
I thought I did.
Ooh.
I must have double tapped.
Like, wait till I get the boo sounds. Because I can't forever find. I wish it was something you just YouTube like, boo sounds. No, I don't.
Or like an app.
I'm pretty sure it's an app. Yeah. But if you recall on a prior show that I had, we had problems with that, with an app that was free, and we didn't want to pay to make it work right.
We'll get better, I promise.
Did not want to pay to make it work right at all.
Last week's SmackDown was really just a builder to this Sunday's, last Sunday's, the horse.
Even though it was much better than the other one, the one before that one.
And the one before that one.
Yeah.
The important thing that we wanted to talk about was not really the show, but what happened after the show.
You type in booed on YouTube, it say Drake getting booed off stage. So that's what you get. That's what you get.
Oh, that makes me feel good. All right.
So mean. Leave Drizzy alone.
So Lacey Evans and Naomi had a match.
I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Okay, I'm sorry. That's hard, by the way. But leave me alone. This ain't a music show.
Lacey Evans and Naomi had a fisticuffs.
Another short match.
From the fallout of what happened with the karaoke debacle.
At least it was a wrestling match this time, straight up.
Barely. First of all, Lacey, don't you go around tying no woman's hair to the ropes. I don't see that happen to anybody else.
Well, okay, to be fair, nobody else wearing braids like Naomi. Let's just be fair.
They got extensions.
All right, so tell them to be small enough to tie the hair in the ropes. Shout out to Lacey for thinking of something that I was, you know, this is good.
That hurts.
I'm not mad. I'm pretty sure it does hurt.
That hurts.
Not that mad. Also, but you told her the wrong thing. Never laugh like that again, Lacey. Why were you moving your mouth like that while doing that laugh? So dramatic. Love the Southern Belle. Very, very dramatic. Anyway, of course she wins with the women's right in short fashion. And this sparked... matter of fact, where do you know where the hashtag started? Do you know?
Does on Twitter?
Just everybody's all came to the agreement that she deserved more than what she's been getting.
Yeah. She deserves
more. I do remember a few weeks back, I didn't mind her losing to Dana like the last other time they finally let her in the ring. The problem is that it's always, all right, let's throw Naomi in here every 2 or 3 weeks from now. You know what I mean? It's never anything. It's never a program. It's never anything like distinct. She haven't had a program since the Bayley thing that she did before the pandemic. So I think a lot of people see just how much talent she has in the ring. That's the focus. Like, she's so good in the ring that it's insane that she doesn't get these spotlight 10-minute matches. And she get less than 10-minute matches now, but she don't get these spotlight 15, 20-minute matches. Kind of like what Sasha and Asuka got, or like even what Bayley and Kairi Sane just got was a multi-segment match that Naomi can't even afford. Right. Like, she's still a quick loss, even though you guys always – Michael Cole loves lamenting how she's a former women's champion. But we all know that accolade is all about what have you done for me lately. And Naomi, since returning in this last return, has been a little bit – you know, not only has the character kind of gone stale, with, not in my opinion, but based on the way they're booking, not from anything she's doing, they just haven't been using her as an important threat. Like, we know Bayley cheated and avoided and ran from her the same way they did. That's why I suggested this. I don't know if it was last week or weeks back. I was saying her and Tamina would make sense to be a team. They both got screwed by Bayley, and you know they should be the people who want. I think they only. I don't know why they're gonna be putting this off, but they should be the people on SmackDown trying to stand up to Sasha and Bayley, especially since y'all are waiting to pull the trigger on Sasha and Bayley. Mm-hmm. Why don't you give them other teams to fight for those tag belts or give them other situations to go? But as Bayley and Sasha's plates are so full right now, I understand not asking them for that. At the end of the day, I think we all can agree, if you watch and if you pay attention to how good Naomi is, she definitely deserves more. The thing is, this is where it gets, you know, a little hazy here for me. This kind of goes in back into what we were saying about the whole women's evolution. Mm-hmm. A lot of people deserve more.
Exactly.
And it's not just Naomi. Like, a lot of people deserve so much more than what they have been getting.
Exactly. Like, we talk about this because I'm a Dana Brooke stan.
Dana Brooke deserves more for all the work that she put in to get better.
Right, all the effort that she puts into it, and like, and how can y'all? And we talked about this.
Natalia's been deserving more for years.
Yeah, we talked about this on and off air. They're celebrating the women's evolution from 5 years ago. First of all, it's only been 5 years. Can you let the ink dry a little bit? Second of all,
but in the social media era has made us like, I seen somebody celebrating. Oh, the Twilight series came out. In whenever it was, 2009, 2010,
that was 10 years though.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they talked about it when it was 5 years old too. Most likely,
they still had this movies is social when media. It was 5 years.
I know that, but I'm just trying to tell you, this is the social media era we live in. Things don't get to live that long before it's already marveled as
nostalgic,
as a history making moment. I mean, to be fair, it was history making, but I see what you're saying. 5 years is not, it's you know, some people celebrate their 5 year anniversary.
It's not enough time. It's not enough time to see real change in this division. Decade, like it was in 2018, 2 years ago, after this 5 year evolution. 2 years ago was when we had an all women's pay per view, and we haven't had one since. So I don't feel like we should be celebrating this right now. I feel like we got a lot of stuff that we need to do, and
They got a lot of work they need to do.
Right now, they just want a pat on the back, like, look how revolutionary we were, and it was only just Sasha Bayley.
That's the main Becky point. It was on the women's evolution is really just focusing on that class.
5 years since they, women since and they debuted.
And not only that, like you said, it's not even just like let the ink dry, baby. It's also only 5 years. The Knockouts division in TNA had a pay per view, had you know important matches in the 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another thing. Like, do you not understand how bad it makes you look? You know what I mean? Like, you guys are, they are, and it's even worse in wrestling because they are the standard bearers. Like, if they make women more important, everybody was going. What you think has happened? Even though other companies, indie companies like Ring of Honor and other places, have always kind of, because Ring of Honor always strives to push women. Same thing with other companies, if you see what I'm saying, mm-hmm. have had legit women situation. Yeah,
let's
exactly.
Let's not talk about Japan.
Exactly. Yeah, let's not even talk about it because the Joshis are, that's a whole nother lineage. Plenty of female, you know, great wrestlers and workers over the years. So, like I said, if WWE would have changed quicker or figured this out, even though a lot of people say, oh, the girls aren't capable, I don't believe that. Like, I don't believe that the women of back, like Mickey James was capable. Beth Phoenix was capable of this. Michelle McCool and Layla, if they would have had more time, you know, in a lot of their matches, I feel like a lot of times they were capable. Like, so, yeah, they could have did this a couple of years sooner than they end up doing it. But, you know, I understand wanting to highlight that point where these women, because, you know, like I said, that's when a lot of stuff changed. You know, at the same time, it's a double-edged sword. Like you said, it's a double-edged sword.
I think they had a lot of bad press lately, and they just want to shove something positive in our face.
That too.
And I'm not buying it.
That too. They have to. They have to do stuff like that. Man, it's a business at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And business can be disgusting. So.
All right, let's move on to Raw. So Seth Rollins came out and was talking about how he knew what was going to happen, but he didn't know what was going to happen as far as removing somebody's eye. Because he did throw up. I think we talked about it. He did throw up after seeing the eye, and it was like, oh my God, an eyeball. But we figured out who he was going to be competing against next. Maybe, maybe not. Anyway, Aleister Black and him ended up having a match. Aleister lost, which is like ground shaking. Do you have a ground shaking sound?
I don't have a ground shaking sound, but I got these.
Oh, that delay.
Hey!
This should be titled Wrestling Themes.
It might be. Hey! Okay.
I swear that's longer than 20 seconds.
What you gonna do? We come for you. Ray can't come for you no more. He don't got one eye. Nice promo by Seth Rollins blaming us, by the way, for why he is a monster. Now, I loved it because it's so poetic. It's so true. You people on Twitter who made him say that comment about taking food. The people who take food off Seth Rollins' plate on a daily basis. Those are the reason why Seth Rollins did what he did. You guys.
It was me.
Exactly. I'm pointing right at you. You guys. Everybody who hated Seth Rollins, you made him into this monster. And that's why your beloved Rey Mysterio has only one eye now. Even though he has, say the word for him, because I can't say it. Globe
luxation.
So basically his eye be fine.
His eye is perfectly fine.
We all knew that. That's not the point. But he also brought up a good point. This was Rey Mysterio's idea. So yeah, everybody want to be up here talking about Rey is a victim and all that type of stuff. He came up with the match stipulation. Hey, that's a great point, Seth Rollins. I agree with you. But anyway, Rey Mysterio is out of sight. Quote, end quote. Seth Rollins.
That's disgusting.
Hey, Aleister Black. Nice to see you again. Black versus Rollins for the 100th time. Even though it's not really the 100th time. I don't think they've actually fought one-on-one much. But usually it's a disqualification. I was waiting for that, by the way. I was, you know, shocked that Aleister ended up losing that match. Even though it was what it was. And, you know, it was a lot. Like, he actually won it because he hit the Black Mask. But Buddy came in and, you know, distracted him, and then Seth rolled out the ring.
His name is Murphy.
Buddy. Nice. You know who I'm talking about. It's all the same at this point. They just don't care. Buddy Murphy, like I said. you know, interrupted, and like I said, Aleister Black basically had the match won, but he didn't win it. And, you know, it was what it was. I'm hopeful that Seth can move on after this. But, you know, he broke his hand pretty much after it. And he looked, by the way, they're doing a great job making Seth look brutal. Like, he's doing great heel work right now. It's really up in the air between him and RKO. You know, which one of them is more brutal at this point?
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe Randy, because he's targeting old folks.
And I'll explain a little bit more in depth why I think it might be Seth.
Okay.
But the thing is that Randy's not delusional.
Okay. Yeah.
Seth is delusional. Seth believes what he's doing is right. And that, you know, that's like I said, that's what makes the best villains, in my opinion. Randy Orton, on the other hand, knows what he's doing wrong. You know how I know that? Because after he kick and do stuff, after he have his sick moment, he'll either be real, real sick, like, ooh, I told you, like he did Big Show. I told you I would kick you. Or he'll get in your face like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
This is for the best.
This is for the best. I told you I didn't try to do this, but I had to do this for you.
Mm-mm. All right. Next.
He that type of abusive person.
That's bad. Next we're going to talk about.
Terrible, right?
Next we're going to talk about this strange hurt business thing.
Shout out to the Hurt Business. Let's go, gang, gang.
I've told you that Shelton Benjamin should be a part of this faction.
You booked it.
I did. And I love how he's a part of this faction. I only have a complaint that Bobby Lashley does not have a title, but everybody else has a title.
Yeah, that's funny how he's the most dangerous.
And
you know, no title.
And I'm super excited to see Mustafa Ali back. I'm glad they gave him back his first name. You heard them say Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, Ali.
Mustafa Ali.
Hey, by the way, I realized why he got his name changed. Because as I was writing my notes about the match, I got tired of typing Mustafa. So I just started putting Ali down, and I finally get it. That's exactly what happened. Vince was writing the list down, you know, getting his roster together or getting situations right. He was like, I'm sick of writing Mustafa.
So is that what he did so with Andrade? Put
Ali. That's exactly what he did with Andrade.
Not
going to write all this down. Andrade, CNL. No, he's Andrade. That's exactly what I think happened. Shout out to the Hurt Business, man.
Oh, God.
Hey, I might get sued for this because I want to do this whole verse. You hear the clock ticking. Tick, hey, the best theme in history almost. This one is up there. It's up there. Shout out to Silk the Shocker, the only good song he made to me.
Nobody to stop me. Nobody to hold me. Nobody
to control me. I'm coming. I'm here to do my thing. Hey, hey, hey. When you're making love, what you say? I'm coming.
Nobody
can stop me.
No.
What a podcast for your main school people to be introduced to. Hey, guys. How you doing? All right. Back to the Hurt Business.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Ali. It was a Hurt Business versus Ali, Trevor, and Sid. In a good old
Ricochet.
Yeah, you're right. That's how I wrote it. I didn't even feel like writing Ricochet. I was getting tired of typing by this point. Look, this is how I wrote it. Ali, Trevor, and Sid. Not even Cedric. Or Cedric Alexander. Ali, Trevor, and Sid.
You need to get, you need to get your life together.
WWE is doing a good job of making Bobby look like a monster, though. Like, they putting him in the ring with these little ass dudes. And he's just throwing them all around. Poor Sid just bumping his heart away for Bobby. MVP picks his spot well, and just every time he say something, like he was just saying stuff to Sid, like Sid getting beat up in the corner. You should have listened, boy. And I'm just like, oh my God, I love MVP. He's killing it. Yeah. More character work. You know, I just love the fact that he's working with them because I don't know, maybe I feel like MVP might be the only reason why they're getting so much TV time. And I love it. Yeah. I love it. He's getting all my brother's TV time. So that's great. Mustafa comes in and this match goes insane, man. It was like Lashley took a crazy bump from a suicide dive. I like how this match really hit another gear. It sped up out of this world, and he hit the 450. Ali wins in his return, and you know, MVP taking the pin from my guy Shelton really made me happy because I was worried that Shelton was only here to just be the bump guy for them. And he's not, you know. I like how MVP took it because, you know, MVP basically retired or not, or he's just a liar. Either way it goes.
He was supposed to retire.
He's supposed to be, we thought. Who knows? Also, pandemic and more money may have changed.
Also,
when
did WWE start doing, if you can't show up on TV after 2 weeks, we're going to change the title? Like, you can win by forfeit?
I think that's why the babyfaces and Byron Saxton are maintaining that Apollo is still your champion, but MVP has pretty much took it.
And, love Byron,
and I love the new belt, so it's fine. You know, MVP. Whenever Apollo does come back, hopefully we'll get some type of clarification or match. Welcome back, Ali. Shout out to him. Also, in his Raw talk, even in that situation, bringing up his feelings about Black Lives Matter and police reform. Ali, even when he doesn't have to,
is still a former police officer.
Yeah, by the way, he is a former police officer. So, having somebody like, even when he don't have to, Ali is still fighting, you know, and still, you know, saying what I like to hear. I love that. I love Ali. And by the way, no more hackers. No more. We're done.
Yeah.
Gable's popped up. Ali's popped up. So no more hacker. That sucks, man. I actually was kind of hoping.
I want wanted some
for
dirt.
A big push for whoever it was. Yeah, or a lot of dirt exposing going
right,
on.
I need some tea from a gossip corner.
That's just on that list. Another thing on that list of things that the pandemic has just taken away.
You know what I just realized?
What's up?
The whole gossip rumor corner thing is sexist because I'm a woman and I'm being very, very messy. But it's very enjoyable. It's not on purpose. Oh, I really just like this.
First of all, I feel like now, because I'm the one who pressed the button. So am I the dude who activate the sexism part of this show, every show? That's like, what you just made it fit, made
it's,
me feel
it's like. It's like
then
whatever.
You said you fine with it, so now I got conflicting feelings.
No. I'm not fine with the sexism. I'm fine with how
Why is it sexist? Just your segment. We can change the entire day.
Nah. Like, the whole premise of it, because I'm a gossipy person. It's fine.
Yeah, ain't got nothing to do with your sex. It's gossipy men. Trust me. Trust me. They exist. Some dudes don't ever shut up.
Historically, though, that's all I was thinking.
I got you. You're right. I'm just saying. You ever remember Red Hilton?
Yeah, he was messy, messy.
Just saying,
but messy, like messy. The little gossip corner button is like when Wendy Williams does the ooh thing, you know.
I'm sorry. I may offend anybody who likes her, but I have never listened to any broadcast that Wendy Williams has ever done, even when she was on the radio. And I change the channel every time her show come on, even though I do like that song she used. That ooh ooh, that stuff everybody doing the ooh ooh.
Yeah, it's kind of
hard. That's hard. But I change the channel every time after the intro. After everybody be like ooh ooh, I change it. We ain't partying no more. She just, you know, I ain't really into what, you know. I don't care what shoes Chris Brown wore today or whatever they criticizing. So I don't really check for Wendy. No offense, you know, she is a pioneer because she was on the radio. So
let's move on.
Shout out to the radio.
Because I got to go to the Zoom meeting there later.
Hey, I'm
Christian
waiting on you.
Christian put his support behind The Big Show.
Yes, he did. That was a nice promo. It was always good to see Christian, but I think from the beginning, even when he, especially when he said it, he was gonna see The Big Show knock out Randy Orton. It was like, no, it's not happening, Christian. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know that's what you want, brother. But that's not happening, man. Not happening. By the way, Christian theme song is a very big diss song to Rey Mysterio. Just close your eyes. That's my iPhone as I was up. They'll be fine. People who have iPhones know. They connected.
Then we had Ruby Riott versus Peyton Royce. And
by the way, before that, great promo by Bianca Belair.
Love Bianca.
She everything. She's I pretty much drew every, I pretty much enjoy everything she does.
I didn't like that EST game we were playing, but I did like it. I did like it when Peyton came in and she started playing the EST game too.
Let me say that's her
thing. She talked too fast. I was trying to get all the ESTs out. I was like, wait.
Fastest, smartest,
strongest, baddest,
everything.
Best.
She's just ist. She's everything. But yeah, I love her mannerism, love her attitude. Conspicuous by their absences is Billie Kay and Liv Morgan. Again, hopes that they're all of doing okay. Like I say, when you don't know when they have to be quiet, WWE makes your mind wander. So I hope everybody is fine. Billie, Liv Morgan, Natalya, who we hadn't seen, Lana, who's been open about Rusev and her parents, I believe, getting sick. So, yeah, hopefully everybody's doing fine. And even everybody else that I didn't mention who we haven't seen. I know Caleb Braxton returned or has left a couple times. I thank you guys for still risking your lives out there to entertain me. But trust me, I really wish you guys didn't have to. But anyway, finally, Ruby gets a one-on-one victory. Finally. But I love the consistency of this story. I was aggravated that it took so long for Ruby to get a victory, but I love the consistency because the Iconics work better together. They were cheating her out of the victories when they did fight one-on-one. So when the odds were, you know, even and no bit without, and Peyton Royce was without Billie Kay, she took care of Peyton Royce. Ruby took care of business, and it was simple as that. I like the story and, you know, decent enough match for me.
I agree. Then we had another period. Congratulations to Antonio Dawkins. Am I saying that right?
It's Angelo.
Angelo, damn it.
Antonio Dawkins.
I was looking at Angel, and I was thinking, let me redo that. Angelo Dawkins, congratulations on the new baby. That's why we haven't seen them in a couple weeks, allegedly. I'm glad that it's all good news. They should have told us this from jump. We would have all been excited. You know, we love kids over here.
Yeah, I mentioned that. I wish they would say something. Like I said, welcome back to TV, Street Profit. Welcome to fatherhood, Angelo. I wish WWE would have told us something sooner, so people's minds wouldn't wander. You know what I mean? Again, like I said, for probably the second take in a row. So I wish they would have said something. You know, anything. Okay. Say he on family leave. Anything is better than just letting us think the worst. But anyway, I was surprised when they won like they did because I thought Andrade and Angel was next up for the titles. But, you know, who knows? I don't know what's next. I don't know what's going on. It's not even that many other tag teams in general. So I don't know what is going to happen with the tag team titles next. So either way it goes, great to see my boys.
Yes. Then we had this hilarious announcement. I think I brought it up. Two Belts Banks and Bayley Doe Straps came out, gave a promo. Banks was like, I'm a double champ now. Stephanie McMahon comes on the screen after Asuka and Kyrie come out and was like, no, you're not a Two Belts Banks.
But
she didn't show up in person, so I thought that that was very telling.
Right. Stephanie ain't putting her life on the line for this. Tripping, Dad. About to Zoom you. I got kids. She think about her kids like the wrestlers ain't got them. Like wrestlers ain't got family. But anyway, you know, I don't blame her. I don't blame her. But I do want to point out, Steph, that when you said we will find out who the rightful champion is, I was a little ticked because Asuka is still the champion. I don't care what you say.
Right.
It's she didn't win the match. You were right. But she didn't lose it either.
It's a no contest.
Even if it was, even if you say the mist on the ref is a DQ, Asuka's still your champion. Even if it's a no contest, Asuka's still your champion. Right. So, it ain't no next week match to find out who the rightful champion. Asuka is the rightful champion, and she will be just defending it again. Exactly. That's what it is.
It's not like the title is vacant right now.
It's not vacant. And, you know, but it's not like I have a problem watching them two kill it again. No, exactly. I don't.
But this ended up leading to a match between Bayley and Kairi Sane.
And if you guys are on YouTube, look up, I think it's Polania Production or whatever. I don't know, but they do a great, he does great YouTube.
How are you going to tell him to look it up and you don't know?
But it'll be findable. And if you're a wrestling YouTube, if you be on wrestling YouTube a lot, you know it because his videos pops up all the time. I just don't want to say it wrong. I probably should just YouTube it in my hand right now.
Yeah.
And get it right. But either way it goes, he did a video on, yeah, I was right. It's Polania, like I thought.
Spell it.
P-I-L-A-N-A. Polania. Polania.
Okay, cool.
Productions. Either way it goes. He did a video on Asuka called The Brilliance of Asuka, and he basically called her the GOAT, gave many great reasons why. And I just want to tell everyone, I agree. I believe Asuka is the greatest female wrestler of all time. Better than your favorite Lita, better than Trish, better than whoever you like in the women's evolution. I think Asuka is better than Charlotte. I think she's better than Sasha. I think she's better than Bayley. I think she is the GOAT. Simple as that. Not because of that video, but that video gives a lot of the reasons why I'm of that thinking. Hey, you don't got to agree with me, but that's where I stand on it. We can do a hot take battle. Whatever it is, I don't care. Either way it goes, that's my GOAT. But, by the way, great match from Bayley. It was a fun match with a happy ending and from Bayley and Kairi Sane. And like I said on a prior show, Kairi is so good at playing that underdog role. And just like Rey Mysterio, who's great at that underdog role, I'm sad that they both probably be gone, and this is probably our last time seeing them, and last night was probably the last time seeing Kyrie. She did beat, you know, an unbeatable women's champion, so I was, you know, it made me wonder, was the reports wrong? But, you know, it's the only one way to find that out, and that's just waiting and seeing and watching, you know, in the future. But she is so great and could have done so much more if it is the end of her term. But I wish her the best back home with her family. And I know it's not goodbye because this is wrestling. So we will see you later, Kairi Sane.
Exactly. Maybe she wants to start a fam, you know?
Yeah, it's wrestling, though.
It's a terrible time to want to get pregnant, but it's cool.
We will see you later. Like I said, we will see you later. So What's next?
Next, we got
Drew and Dolph.
Drew and Dolph. I got a little too excited on that one. But yeah, Drew McIntyre ends up agreeing to a match with Dolph Ziggler on his stipulations, his terms. But guess what? He's not going to tell us until right before the match starts. Isn't that delicious? Like, the suspense is killing me. I love it.
I'm glad the suspense is killing you because it doesn't matter what he says. All I got one question about this thing is, it's fine. This is cool. Foul, fine and dandy. But can Dolph look like any more of a joke?
That's fair. That's fair.
Even Drew's sick of him. He's just like, ew, I don't even want to fight you no more. Like, he had to.
Nope.
You see, he had to sweeten the pot for Drew just to get this match.
Yes.
Why must they embarrass Dolph? Why must they constantly embarrass Dolph Ziggler? It's insane.
Because he can.
It's insane. What's next? Orton and Big Show, I think.
Yes, that's the unsanctioned match.
Randy the unsanctioned Orton. Match that wasn't really that unsanctioned.
It was
the way.
Unsanctioned.
The only reason why I say that is because only two spots involved, like, I mean, okay, if you count Andrade's and Angel's participation, then I understand why it's unsanctioned. Mm-hmm. But Randy used a chair like two or three times, and Big Show put himself to a table because Randy got out of the way. That's pretty much the only, like, illegal things that were done. That's like three legit spots at the most. But you know, whatever. It's still unsanctioned. It wasn't the most brutal. And they don't need to go crazy. They don't have to have crazy spots. They told a simple story, and the simple story is that Randy Orton is still once again the Legend Killer. And he does a great job showing off his twisted brutality, man. Yo, he's not as delusional, like I said earlier, as Seth Rollins, but this second Legend Killer run has been a success. And it's funny. It's very funny to me because Randy Orton is now a legend who kills legends. That's very ironic.
Mm-hmm.
Very ironic to me. But, you know, that's another thing. Some things never change, you know. Sometimes you can rehash things from the past and it still works good. Now, the thing is like, they're running out. I don't know. Who else is a semi-active legend that they can bring back for him to do this to? That's why I believe Drew has to be next, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he used the logic of Drew is a legend in the making to get it going. Who knows? Either way it goes, you know, great job doing what needs to be done. Another punt kick to another legend. And
who's next?
Yeah, like that's Ron? Really what you think. Who's next?
Is Ron next?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think any of the people. By the way, love you, Ron Simmons, but don't. Just stay away from that. Stay away from them.
You need that chair.
Stay away. Same thing with Rick. I'm glad Rick is gone. Stay home. Y'all old heads do not need to be out there. And that's the one thing about this legend thing. Like I said, who else is semi-active that Randy can kick? Mm. Exactly. So, I don't know. We'll see what's next. But, hey, not too bad of a Monday Night Raw. It's had some good moments. Had some
pretty decent, actually.
You know, yeah, it's pretty good. It had more good than bad in it. Mm-hmm. So, I wasn't mad at this show at all.
Hit my button. Gossip Corner. All right, so we got a little bit of tidbit of news. It's kind of stuff that we should already figured, but still interesting to hear. Allegedly, according to Dave Meltzer, one of the factors when releasing superstars back in April was how they brought bad publicity upon the company over the incident. I'm using air quotes. You can't see me. Incident in Saudi Arabia. I honestly think that this was a very big deciding factor when people were on the chopping block. So if you remember, people like Rusev, Carl Anderson, formerly known as Curtis Axel, Joe Henning, like all of these people who basically
came out and said something publicly, right?
Yes, said something publicly about how bad that situation was. Because by all accounts, they were held hostage there until somebody got something.
Yeah, man. In my opinion, it was obvious. It's obvious that has something to do with it. And it's not a big deal. I'm not surprised. Like, in my opinion, of course, they shouldn't be let go because of that. You know, a situation that wasn't even really even, it ain't really, it just wasn't even their fault. But, you know, at this point, I'm not shocked by anything nasty and grimy that goes on in the wrestling business. Like, that's one thing I think this year we should be used to. So, things that we don't agree with, like letting them go in general or, you know, whatever else. I do think it's ironic how thin they are roster-wise in general to me. But even though maybe them, all these other people, maybe that don't necessarily help because, you know, more people will be having to try to get down to Florida. But either way it goes, yeah.
Yep. Next we have some interesting info from Chris Jericho on his Saturday night special live stream. He said that plans for Anderson and Gallows in AEW would be to have them in the Inner Circle. I'm loving it.
Who's going to the Inner Circle?
Gallows and Anderson.
That'd be a nice little sweet. Why not? I could see that. I could see that working. And
they'll get to talk more. We'll see more of their personality.
They're the good brothers in general. That's funny though. Two tag teams in one faction. Yeah. AEW definitely can use another tag team. So are we sure that is that what they're doing? Is they going to be working Impact, AEW, and New Japan right now? Or is this just talking?
This is just talking.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We shall see.
Fightful reported at various points throughout the year, Fightful reported that Shayna Baszler was supposed to be the one to win the Royal Rumble and the women's title at WrestleMania 36 and Money in the Bank. But in every case, quote unquote, plans changed. I think that's pretty obvious. I don't know how that's news.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not really. we've been talking about these. These websites are trying their heart out right now.
They are. Also, here's another one. Allegedly, WWE used prosthetic makeup to show Rey Mysterio's eye popping out. No, really? I thought they really made his eye pop out.
Yeah, they didn't go the CGI route, which was cool. Like I said, I thought about it. I was assuming they were going to just go with it, but I'm glad because it probably would have been more honky and all that. It seemed more. I kind of like the end result. Like the Afro and I match was one of the highlights of the night. I commend them, especially with that ridiculous angle. But Seth Rollins, like I said, I'm really not surprised because look who we're talking about. Seth Rollins and Rey Mysterio are two of the best in this business by far. So I'm not surprised they did it. And for Rey to still be going as hard as he can go at this age, it's great. Now, as far as them using prosthetics, not surprised. What else were they going to do? They're going to actually rip his eye out? Explain it.
I don't know. What else do we have? Ric Flair was spotted making a Starbucks run in Georgia without a mask.
Who?
Ric Flair.
Rick is living to the full. Rick is the wrong person, and I'm not saying this
Wait.
Like he's been to the end. Age is my point.
Exactly. He was living dangerously, which has caused a stir since the New York Post reported that Ric Flair tested positive for COVID last Wednesday.
That ain't no way. You just said that first.
Listen, not done. Also, Ric Flair says he does not have COVID, but his wife Wendy does. And they live on different floors in their house.
They live on, they have to at this point, if that's true. Rick, like I said, I'm glad I said what I said earlier about you just staying away. Hopefully this will give you more incentive to stay away. Stay away, bro. Just chill, man, because like that's what I'm talking about. Like it's not even always the person that you think is in danger. It's everybody else. It's his wife. It's other people. So as far as him not wearing a mask, I already know, like I said, he's been to like I said, on his like what people perceived at the time as his death bed. Mm-hmm. So he's gonna live to the fullest. I may not agree with it. I may think he needs to go sit down somewhere and put a mask on, but like I honestly believe I'm not the only one who's been trying to tell Ric Flair to sit down. I can't be. You know what I mean? I know other people who are close to him want Rick to chill. But Rick is Rick. He got to work. He's Rick. He's been on the road forever. Like, this is Rick. Mm-hmm. Rick probably asked to work.
Yeah, that's true.
Knowing Rick. Like, I'm not surprised. So, anyway, I hope he's doing good. I hope him and his wife, him, who, whatever the situation is, I hope they're taking this more seriously now, and he can, you know, actually quarantine and, you know, get better, because this is scary stuff, especially when you're in that advanced age. And like I said, last time things were really, really bad. People perceived it as, you know, the worst possible outcome. Exactly. So we don't want that again, especially playing around with this thing that's going around.
Exactly. Also, allegedly, according to WrestlingNews.co, Vince McMahon is, quote unquote, not sweating WWE's recent TV numbers. USA and Fox are allegedly happy, and Vince thinks audiences will climb back over 2 million when fans attend tapings, which he believes will happen in September. McMahon is doing, quote unquote, what he can by putting on pay-per-view matches on Raw and SmackDown, though. That's why,
yeah, Sheamus and a lot of these matches.
That's also
the reason why we're getting Sasha and Oscar again next week. Yes,
that's why the finish was changed, so that it'll be a rematch to pop the number up.
Yeah, they want ratings. So, yes. Yeah, that's the reason why we get what we get in these situations.
They're winning that demo, though.
There's no competition.
That's not fair. Monday. Or Friday. Last but not least, Impact has discussed a TNA spinoff series, and Access TV is not opposed to it. Actually, cool. Pretty fond of it.
Cool. Anything that makes them better, anything that makes TNA or the wrestling business in general better, I'm down for it, man. Because at one point, I legit thought that this wasn't gonna like that they were gonna be gone. Mm-hmm. I legit had a thought that TNA were gonna be gone. So anything that's doing good, shout out to Deonna Purrazzo for becoming the new Impact champion at Slammiversary. Shout out to all the guys and gals. My boy Heath Slater, what is his name?
Heath Miller
now. Cool. So not shout out to Heath for joining up with Rhino back in Impact again. The Good Brothers, I think, debuted. EC3 vignette played. So shout out to all the guys and gals in Impact. And I'm gonna have to start keeping my eye. I don't have Access TV, that's really the problem at the moment. But I keep my eye on Impact.
Yeah. Did you say how Deonna Purrazzo's the Knockouts champion?
Yeah, I said she's new champ.
Got to tell what division.
Yeah, she beat Jordan Grace, another great worker.
Agreed. And that's all of my rumors.
All right.
Gossip Corner.
Well, I got a DM today. You guys can DM us at My Monty Pod. It's a nice, interesting question. A question I wasn't really even expecting, but I guess this is a fan of our Wednesday. Thursday show about NXT and AEW, because he's an NXT fan. This is Jay, and he wants to know who is our favorite NXT champion of all time.
Ooh.
So,
ooh.
I can. I'm just gonna be honest. my boy gets slept on in these discussions. I saw this post, and they were like, who's the greatest NXT champion of all time? They had these pictures of Ciampa and Finn with the belt, Shinsuke with the belt, Samoa Joe, Drew, and I forgot somebody else. But it was this nice post, and I was just like, wow, I can't believe y'all sleeping on the original longest reigning NXT champion of all time, Bo Dallas. I'm biased. I don't care. Y'all may not believe, but I always have. And I still do. I don't know where you at. I don't know if you've been chilling at. I don't know if he's on leave. I don't know if he just staying home. I don't know.
He with the nieces and nephews.
Yeah, I don't know if he's helping with the nieces and nephews right now. Either way it goes, Bo, you are my boy. They kept you around for some reason. They believe in you. I believe in you. I love Bo Dallas. He is my favorite NXT champion of all time. And so please stop sleeping on him, all these posts asking who the greatest and all that type of stuff. Now, in reality, who is...
In reality?
Yeah, because I'm biased there. That's 100% biased. I can't sit up here and say Bo Dallas And then Finn Balor, who just shattered his record. Or Neville. I think Neville was right after. Pac was right after Bo and just shattered his record. Yeah. Or whatever. And then Finn that made it even worse. So it's really tough. It's out of people like Finn Balor and Shinsuke. And then, like I said, Adam Cole has to be thought about.
Andrade.
Yeah, Andrade was a good champion. So it has to be, like I said, Adam Cole has to be in that discussion because he had it for so long. But, you know, I'm biased, so I'm going with Shinsuke Nakamura. I loved his matches that he had at the time. I don't know. But like I said, the problem is the good thing about the NXT title, you can win with all of them. Like, mm-hmm. You really can win with each and every NXT champion that I can think of off the top of my head. Even all the way back to Big E are good workers and great wrestlers.
They brought something good to the title.
Exactly.
Just because.
Well, all the way back to Self, my fault.
Just because
Self is the original.
Just because I don't like when it's always one sided like that. Who's your favorite NXT Women's Champion?
Let's see. All right, that's easy. The only one it's two who retired the belt, by the way. Because shout out to Paige, who also gave it up.
The first, right?
Yeah, she was not only the original champion, but she also had just gave it up because she ended up winning main roster gold. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Asuka by far all day. She was the only one who never lost. She's still undefeated on the yellow and black brand.
So is Paige. So it's
like technically she can just be like.
It's definitely a toss up between her.
Yeah,
and
the first,
Paige.
And then somebody like Paige, and then like again, you gotta be you crazy. There's no way we're gonna talk about this without mentioning Shayna.
Exactly, Shayna.
Shayna's definitely a women's champion GOAT when it comes to that belt. So, mm-hmm. I mean, she just recently lost it, and she was down there a while.
She was dominant. She was very
good
dominant.
Good 3 years.
She's the reason why Bianca never got her title.
Exactly. She was the reason why a lot of people didn't get a chance in it. She really is. Her and Oscar are a reason why a lot of people didn't get a chance with the belt.
Shout out to Ember. As soon as Oscar left, you know, she swept in.
And then I think Shayna.
Yeah, then Shayna.
Shayna took that, and that was it.
It's fine.
But yeah, that's one. I ain't gonna lie. I kind of like the way they've done with it. NXT title has a really good lineage. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at that, the way they've been doing with those belts by comparison to like the Universal title.
Mm hmm. Goldberg, yeah. I'm looking at you.
Yes, we are. We are both looking at you, sir. But anyway, that's it for this show. Thanks for the questions. Like I said, DM Mind the Monty Pod if you want to be part of the DM segment. If not, I don't care. We keep it moving. If it ain't, you know, just let me know. You got things you want to pick our brain about?
Comment.
Let us know. Comment anything you want to say. Yeah, comment on a tweet, whatever it is.
Subscribe to
let
YouTube.
Me know. I might not even, subscribe to everything. Mind the Monty, just, you know, find us. We're on all the platforms, Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, the YouTubes of the
Google
world.
Google
Podcasts also.
For our Android users.
Exactly. Look out for them because I don't even think of them.
That's why I have to think
That's
about
what I said.
Us.
That's what I said. Well, you guys should know what's going down by now, You know what I'm saying? So,
are you looking for a song to play?
You already know.
I'm new it.
I'm killing this show. Man walking. And I'm walking out. Hey. Yo. And I can't allow what? You, to think you can't walk away from me. So turn around. And face the fact that you're gonna pay. Cause the end is now. This is gonna be your judgment day.
Bruh, adios.
Bye.
We getting sick.
Shout out to Jim Johnston.